And then she was head cheerleader her senior year. After that, she went off as a senior head cheerleader. So that took care of her Friday nights, which was nice.
Uh-huh.
And with the boys in there working, well, I was just talking with Dr. John Graham, who's having open heart surgery today, that Curtis had worked in his lab. I remember that working. And then Joe, I remember our older son, had worked with Joe Phillips in construction during the summer. And so these were the jobs that I remember they had.
But they all, if they wanted the extra money, then they would do the work. What were your favorite volunteer roles? Do you have some organizations that just stick out in your mind as things you really love doing?
Well, I enjoyed some of the activity. Well, I was at the church. I enjoyed the I enjoy flowers and working with flowers. And I was, at that time, I joined the Cocoa, I was asked to join the Cocoa Garden Club. And so I was the youngest one in it, I felt like. And I remember very well the program I had. It was showing them things around the chancellor's house and what I used and what I did for long things that would last a long time. I remember, as a matter of fact, this one I'm having problems with. I think some of my plants, I don't have a chance to repot them.
It's beautiful.
My roses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And but this plant over here, I think it was an off island pine. I had on a stand in the dining room, and I put pebbles across the top, and I didn't have to water it as much.
Oh.
And then I did remember doing eucalyptus arrangements, which were dry,
and these things you learned on your own through just reading or consulting with other gardeners, or
well, some of them. Bree, I would ask. It was with Charles House. Well, I don't guess he was at the florist then. I'm trying to think of what the man's name was. The couple who had it, the university florist. They helped me a lot. And my mother was quite a gardener and arranged flowers, so I learned a lot from her. And then, of course, through the years, I had things I liked and things I didn't.
So you worked with the church, and that was involved then in flowers.
Well, the altar. I didn't really do too much work with anything. I never had any thing that I was gung-ho about that everything else would have to wait.
You were just juggling many things all the time.
Just kind of juggling many things.
Tell me about the Y Bazaar. I've not heard of the Y Bazaar. Was it a fundraising event, or what was it?
Yes, they would have things from all over the world. Here's the article on it. But the foreign students who were here would, and it was held at the Y Building. Before Christmas.
Ideal time for fundraising.
And before Christmas, and I remember they sold UNICEF cards. And that's when I started here. Now, various things in the university send out Christmas cards. We didn't have the money to do all these things. We had no allowances, no entertainment budget, for everything that we did, I would
be reimbursed.
I would just And I was not one for extravagance during the Depression.
Yes, yes.
I think I went into that before. Mm-hmm. As I said, there were two things that Lyle, it was three things, I guess, that he could get away from it and enjoy and forget problems. Mm-hmm. Of course, his teaching was one of them. He mm-hmm. continued teaching the whole time, mm-hmm. which was great. Mm-hmm. He enjoyed his vacations at the beach. He enjoyed the sports.
Going to sports.
Going
games
to sports. Uh-huh. And Governor Moore, Dan Moore was governor then, and his wife was the most odd fan you've ever seen. And I was always glad when we sat next to them, because she, you could hear above everybody else, and so Lyle was very vociferous too.
So the two of them sort of complimented each other.
In fact, the Moores had us for dinner, the basketball team for dinner, over at the mansion, and with the team, we were all at this very formal table. Well, they had roast beef. I remember the dish. Well, they started. I was at the end over here, and there were two or three boys next to me. Uh-huh. They started around. By the time they got to us, there was no meat left. So we had. So in about 10 minutes.